online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
The Home Secretary says he's working on plans to tackle a recent rise in the number of suspected migrants making the dangerous journey across the Channel to Kent.
I have thought about, do we bring back one of the cutters that we have in the Mediterranean, the Border Force cutters, and put it into to work in the Channel to look at this? But that would require us withdrawing, by definition, a cutter from the Mediterranean, which would have its own consequences.
Around a dozen dinghies have been intercepted in the area this month, with a total of more than 100 people on board, some of them children. Sajid Javid also says he's asked for a government meeting to see what they can do about the issue.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested after a lorry failed to stop at the scene of a crash in Maidstone, which killed an 81-year-old woman. She passed away in hospital 6 days after the collision near the top of Detling Hill last Tuesday. A 33-year-old has been questioned causing death by careless driving and failing to stop. He's since been released while police make more inquiries. A parliamentary report says UK ports like Dover could face major disruption if the country leaves the EU without a deal. The Commons Public Accounts Committee has accused the Department for Transport of having worryingly underdeveloped proposals. It also criticises plans known as Operation Brock, which are designed to keep traffic moving through Kent if there are delays because of extra customs checks at the border. Labour MP Meg Hillier chairs the committee.
One of the questions we pushed them on as well is about how they were going to logistically encourage freight and goods to go through other ports, and how prepared they were for that. And we were really concerned that there's still a long way to go, especially if we crash out without a deal.
Meanwhile, government analysis is warning the UK will be worse off no matter what type of Brexit we get. The Treasury's figures suggest Theresa May's deal could leave the economy nearly 4% smaller in 15 years' time, but no deal could result in a 9.3% hit.
KMFM News.
At kentonline.co.uk, you can see CCTV footage of the moment a group set fire to a pile of rubbish at a car park in Ramsgate. Five boys can be seen appearing to squeeze liquid onto the pile in the stairwell of Royal Harbour car park, causing it to explode. The video suggests it happened on Monday afternoon. A man's been charged on suspicion of burglary after a break-in at a Maidstone takeaway. Cash and two knives were reported to have been stolen from a kebab shop in Gabriel's Hill earlier this month. The 44-year-old has been remanded in custody and will appear at Medway Magistrates Court later. The cost of calls to directory inquiries is going to be capped at £3.65 per 90 seconds. It's after some services were found to be charging almost £20 for a call of that length. Ofcom says the limits will come into force in April, but Jane Rumble from the regulator says people should also shop around.
Some services available today can cost as little as £1. The concerns that we've had are about the sharp price increases by some service providers. That's why we're intervening to introduce the maximum cap of £3.65 for 90 seconds.
And the winners of Britain's Got Talent in 2014 will perform in Kent next year. Calabro will join the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra as a finale to the Castle Concert Series in Rochester, which will run next summer.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Gillingham have moved slightly further away from the League One relegation zone after beating Bristol Rovers. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
3 points for the Gills means they're now 18th in the League One table. They managed to hold on for a 2-1 victory away from home last night, despite Callum Riley being given a red card. Boss Steve Lovell says their performance was magnificent.
You know, it was a great display by everybody for different reasons. You know, first half for the football and the way that we played, and second half for the way we dug in and really had to dig deep, you know, defensively to stop them from equalising.
They're next in action against Slough Town in the FA Cup on Sunday. Staying with football, and Tottenham meet Inter Milan at Wembley in the Champions League tonight, knowing they need to win to remain in the competition. Elsewhere, Liverpool could make the last 16 by beating Paris Saint-Germain in the French capital, but will also need Red Star Belgrade to drop points against Napoli. And British boxer Tyson Fury believes he's in the best shape of his career ahead of his bout with WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder in Los Angeles. He faces the American at the Staples Center on Saturday night.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.